you may be even surprised to find that it's somebody that you're around all the time. And as you start to feel it leaving your body, the energy, you'll start to recognize who would be doing something like that. And again, sometimes it's involuntary because they don't realize they're doing it, but they like, you know, the feeling that they're getting from it. Again, subconsciously we get feelings and emotions, and we feel certain things, even though we don't recognize them. We know that it feels good, and we continue to do it. Well, somebody that deliberately takes the time to steal your energy, that knows how to do it, is using it to manipulate for themselves. And you will find a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but you'll find people out there that can do it. As a matter of fact, now you can do it. You can start doing it. You can start to gain energy from somebody. If you're in a room of people, you can start to take that energy into your body and start to use it to manipulate. You become stronger and stronger and stronger when you do those types of exercises. But again, it is an exercise, something that you have to consciously learn how to do. One of the examples I use in a lot of the courses of instruction that I've done over the years is that of a rock star. A rock star is, in a sense, an energy vampire, and so is the audience, in the sense that what they're doing is they're taking that energy and they're taking it from the audience, who is so excited to be into that music, and they're taking that energy in. They're just breathing it in, sucking it into their body, and then they can use it to sing better, to manipulate. That's why you know there's a lot of groupies that go into the backstage with the rock stars, just due to the fact that they're feeling that energy buzz. Everybody in that place is high on energy. Whether they're doing drugs or not, they're still high on that energy. And the performers, a lot of time, if you ever hear an interview with a musician, and they'll say, hey, you know, there's nothing like that live performance, you know, feeling the energy. And they even use those words. And I don't know how true they know that it is, but there is an energy transformation, and at that time they are being an energy vampire. They are sucking that energy right up out of that auditorium. They are the focal point of that auditorium. It's also why you notice that a lot of people that are in music, that are musicians, that are performers, even after they've earned millions and millions and millions of dollars, they still perform, because they become addicted to the energy of the performance. And so it's not just what we're talking about here from the standpoint of our energy. It's really everything around us. Anybody that does a performance becomes addicted to that performance. And unless they get away from it for a long enough time, they're going to need that performance. And that's true for the rock musician. That's true for the preacher. That's true for the motivational speaker. It doesn't really matter. And it's also true for the person that's getting sustenance from draining energy off of you. The whole key is recognizing and being able to physically feel the energy moving from your body. If you're in a room with somebody and you can feel your chi leaving, that means somebody's getting it and somebody's taking it. What you have to then figure out is, are they doing it on purpose, or are they involuntarily doing it? Doesn't really matter, though, because once you figure out and understand how you can block it, people aren't going to steal your energy so readily. I remember years ago, I ran into some people that were easily stealing energy off of me, and I couldn't quite understand what the deal was until my instructor explained to me that there are certain people out there like that are extremely needy, and they'll take as much energy as they can because they're too lazy to build up their own. They will rely on you to build them up, to build their energy up. And once I learned how to protect myself against it by using the methods that I just talked about, by blocking it, by stopping it from relieving from my body, I was able to stop those things from happening. And even to some extent today, if I'm speaking to somebody and I'm not concentrating and I don't feel it leaving, they can actually still drain the chi from my body. It's only when I pick it up that I say, oh, geez, Al, you really need to stop this from happening. Now, of course, there are certain people that I know when I talk to, I go into the conversation knowing exactly the fact that they probably are going to try to drain my energy involuntarily because they are so needy. And I know exactly how to play the situation so that they're not going to, you know, steal my energy. I know this sounds like kind of a crazy concept, but energy is energy. It can be infused into somebody. It can be removed from somebody very easily once you understand and know how to do it. You can do it with your mind. You can do it with your breath. You can do it with the physical waving of your hands. There's so many different ways in which to grab and manipulate the energy. My point here is that you have to learn how to protect yourself against somebody that is going to actually voluntarily and on purpose try to steal your energy. If you'll use these techniques and practice them, you'll get very good at not only feeling the chi leaving your body, but also feeling the chi circulating your body better, and to understand what that energy represents when it is either being removed from your body or being inserted into your body.